Are you managing your time, or is your time managing you? Welcome back to another episode of BK Talks Business, where we dive into practical tips to boost your business efficiency. And today we're tackling the fundamental aspect of success, time management. Let's get started. Welcome to BK Talks Business, the podcast where we dive into the world of entrepreneurship with practical insights and actionable tips. I'm BK, your host, a project and operations management professional, and I am thrilled to have you join me. Over the next 30 days, we'll be delving into 30 systems in 30 days. Each episode of this series is designed to be short, sweet, and power-packed with valuable information geared at helping you get your business to run like a well-oiled machine. And at the end of 30 days, you will have a pretty good list of the systems in your business that, if optimized, can take you to the next level by being more efficient. Let's get started. You know, mastering time management is simply prioritizing your tasks and managing your energy throughout the day, the week, or the month, right? We need to be aware, we need to know exactly what is on our plate. So start out by listing out everything you need to accomplish. Then you rank them based on importance and urgency. So you want to focus your energy on high priority tasks first, and then you'll see that your productivity will really, really improve. So let's talk some details. One effective technique that I really, really love is the Pomodoro technique. And this method involves working on a single task for 20-25 minutes with full focus. Then you take a short 5-10 minute break. After completing 4 cycles, you take a longer break. And this helps maintain your concentration and prevents you burning out, especially during the times when you are the most productive. So I know we have been taught that we are masters of multitasking, especially women, right? But I'll tell you right now, just because you can do it doesn't mean you should. And really, having your mind on a few different things at the same time really does diminish the quality of the work that you're doing. Another best practice is to utilize time blocking calendars. So you're allocating specific time slots for different tasks or activities throughout your day. And this helps you create a structured schedule and has you devoting specific time to each task without distractions. You can also use something called the Eisenhower Matrix if you want to see, okay, what is important, what is urgent, and because this categorizes your tasks into 4 quadrants based on urgency and importance. So you want to focus on completing the tasks in the urgent and important quadrant first, then move on to the other categories accordingly. Keep in mind what time of the day you have the most energy. Just because it's usual practice to have a morning routine, say that starts at 5 a.m., etc., that might not work for you. It might not work for your phase of life right now. And that's okay. If you are more productive in the afternoon, then schedule your day accordingly. Your productivity doesn't have to look like mine or, you know, your neighbor's or anybody else's for that matter. Time management systems start with self-awareness. Identify your peak productivity hours. Pay attention to when you feel the most alert, when you feel the most focused, and then schedule your most challenging tasks during these times so that you can make most of your energy levels. Next, you can use time tracking apps or softwares to monitor how you spend your time. And this can help you really identify and pinpoint where you are wasting time and what time wasting activities and areas can be eliminated and can help you improve efficiency. Another thing that is super helpful is to establish daily routines and daily rituals. You can create a morning routine to set the tone for the day, and you can install habits that promote productivity. And this could include things like exercising or meditating, or even just the act of sitting and planning your day can be a ritual that you do every day to get your mind into the zone of work. And then lastly, don't forget to regularly review and adjust your time management strategies. As your business evolves, as your workload changes, as your time, you know, your time management needs will also shift. Remember when I talked about your stage of life too? That is not always going to be the same. So you might need to shift and adjust and change things around. So stay flexible and be willing to adapt your approach as and when you need. So having a time management strategy really should help you reduce your stress, and it should help you gain control over your workload. It's not about getting everything done. It's about getting the important things done when you have the most energy and when you can give the best to the task. And once you have this down, you'll become more efficient. You'll accomplish more in less time. Ultimately, effective time management leads to increased productivity because you're mindful of what you're doing, when you're doing it, and how you're doing it, and leveraging the best times, the best tools to help you get things done. And this will ultimately lead to success in whatever it is you're striving for in your business. So I'll say this again as I sign out. It does not have to look like anybody else's. I know there are so many gurus, so many experts out there, but if it does not fit your life right now, it won't work for you. So look at what works for you and what can help you accomplish what you are looking to accomplish. So prioritizing your most important tasks, implementing the best practices, and doing what works for you rather than what is trendy can help you maximize your productivity and help you take your business to new heights. Thank you for taking time to listen today. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.